Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This podcast has content that may not be appropriate for all audiences. You'll hear about some difficult subjects like drug abuse, domestic violence, suicidal thoughts, and sexual assault. Listener discretion is advised. Episode 6, El Pollo. Like a lot of California kids, one of my earliest memories is being in the car. When I was 5 years old, my nana, my tata, and I would drive almost every weekend from San Diego to Tijuana to visit family. The drive isn't anything special. Typical California freeway. But as a kid, I treasure that time in the car. Just me, my nana, my tata, and the radio. Then my mom got behind the wheel. Suddenly, the road was winding and we'd make frequent stops. We became regulars at this little restaurant on the border. It was home to junkies and hustlers. My mom was both. She'd sell things she shoplifted and then use the money to buy her drugs. Soon, it wasn't just the two of us in the car. We'd pick up passengers in Tijuana and drive them across the border into the U.S. This was my mom's latest scheme to support her drug habit. At just 7, I had a vague idea of what was happening. But I wanted to help. It made my mom so happy when I was her little helper. And that's all I wanted, to make her happy. This is where my memories kick in, so I can help my mom tell some of the story. But I was just 7, along for the ride. She was driving. And with an addict behind the wheel, things can get a little complicated. The drive isn't always straightforward. It felt like a lot of twists and turns. Often like we were just driving back and forth without ever getting anywhere. So I feel like my mom and I need to talk about this time because it was crazy. I want to hear how my mom knew, if she knew, where the hell she was going. I'm Emmy and this is Crumbs. It's a show about the things we settle for and the bits of ourselves that make us who we are. So mom, we used to spend a lot of time in the car together. It's funny now because you don't really love driving anymore.
I'm scared of driving now.
But back then, we'd drive across the border a lot and we'd stop at El Pollo on the way.
El Pollo used to be a Mexican restaurant in San Isidro, which is very close to the border. And, well, they sell Mexican food. You can get drugs outside in the parking lot. You could buy stolen goods. People come there to sell stuff that they just shoplifted. Or you could pay someone to bring your relatives across the border from Mexico into the U.S. And that's where I was working for a long time, bringing people across. And I was very good at this. This became my new career, and I loved it.
And you did it. We did it for years.
Yeah, you were such a good little helper.
Yeah, and we were pretty good at it.
Yeah, we were. And then we would stop at El Pollo and drop off the people. Most of the time, they'd stay there. Sometimes we'd drive them to L.A. But usually, they'd stay at El Pollo, and then I would take you to celebrate. You know, I'd get you a Happy Meal. I'd go get my Happy Meal, a.k.a. my drugs.
And then what happens?
Well, one day I met someone. As I'm driving into El Pollo, there's this guy. I mean, there's a bunch of people there every day, but there's this guy standing there talking to this girl. And as I'm driving in, for some reason, we made eye contact. And he's talking to her, but he's looking at me, and I'm looking at him like, who is this guy? And this girl turns around to see who he's looking at, and I know her. And she doesn't really like me already. So she looks at me like, oh, God, he's looking at her. Anyways, I get out of the car. And I'm there for a job, and I go inside to talk about crossing someone. I get my assignment. But then I remember, I'm like, oh, shit. Emmy's in school, and I won't make it back on time across to pick up my kid from school. And this guy that was staring at me when I drove in said, I'll go pick up your kid. I've never seen him in my life. I've never talked to him. But he's offering to go pick up my kid from school. And I said, really, you would do that? Yes. Okay. So I'm like, all right, well, are you familiar with this area? Yes. Okay. So I give him the address to the school and tell them what to do. And I leave to Mexico. And that was Kiko. That's how I met Kiko. Kiko had just gotten out of prison a couple months before that, and he was actually there making a drug deal with someone. He was very tall, very well built. He had just beautiful eyes. He was just very good looking. And like I said, I drove in and he was just staring at me like there was this instant connection with him. I had never felt that. He offered to pick up my child, and I just knew that it was okay for him to go pick up my kid from school.
I mean, I guess the strange man just picks me up from school and I just go with him.
Yeah, you did.
Well, thankfully this man didn't kidnap me or kill me. So then what?
So I finished the job crossing this person, and then I came and met you guys at the Pollo. And I invited Kiko to come with us to celebrate. We took him back to the motel we were staying at. And he never left after that to this day. And I realized that what I felt for Robbie or anyone else was nothing compared to what I felt for this guy. I think this was like my true love.
Wait, back up. You meet a total stranger, you have him pick me up from school, and then he just comes home with us, and he never leaves.
Yeah, pretty much.
God, that is such addict behavior. I mean, I'm just listening back, and you had a lot of instant connections. Kiko was an addict too, so that probably played a role.
Yeah, probably, but I don't know how to explain it. It just felt different.
I mean, he did stick around.
But what made you feel different about Kiko than these other guys?
It's the type of love where I cared about this guy. I cared about what happened with him. I mean, I wanted to do things right with him. I was willing to change my life. I was willing to put the heroin to the side and start over again with him. And he was willing to do that as well. Maybe we were tired, but we wanted the same things. We wanted another chance at just living as normal of a life as possible.
It seems crazy to me because for me, the way looking back, that was just the beginning of a whole other cycle of craziness.
Yeah.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique two-in-one product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just two capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Okay, so Kiko comes home with us, and then what?
I told him, if we're going to be in a relationship, we're going to do this right. He was on parole and he hadn't reported to his parole officer. So I had convinced him to call his parole officer and make an appointment to go see him in person and tell him, I want to do this the right way. We were going to attempt to get clean and do things right. I went with Kiko to his parole appointment. And they arrested him there.
Wow, I forgot Kiko turned himself in.
Yeah, he did. It was actually the day after Mami Licha got arrested.
That's crazy timing. She'd just been sentenced to more than 14 years.
Yeah, so Kiko and Mami Licha go to the same prison. So weird. And right after this, I find out I'm pregnant.
How did you find out you were pregnant?
Well, for one, because so many years had gone by, you know, you were already, what, 8 years old?
Seven.
Seven. that was the last thing on my mind when I started feeling sick. So I went in for an AIDS test. I don't know if you remember that. You and Papa Beto took me to get my HIV results.
No.
Yeah, so I was pretty nervous about that.
Because it's the 80s, the AIDS epidemic.
Yes.
Because you're an IV user, you feel like, you know, your friends are dying of AIDS. So right. You feel like you might have AIDS.
Exactly. So I go get this test and I get a phone call. The doctor wants to see me in person. And of course, I'm really scared. And so the doctor tells me, I have really good news. Your test came back negative for HIV, but you're pregnant. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, I'm on heroin, methadone, cocaine, everything. And I'm pregnant from a guy that I don't even know his real name, you know, other than Kiko. And he's in prison now. And my mom's in prison. And now I have to step up and be a parent for you again. So I got like on a methadone maintenance treatment to try to get off the heroin and everything else. And just try to get my life together, you know, at least for now.
We're living alone, just you and me.
We had a very dysfunctional yet functioning little family. I'd go to the clinic and get my methadone. You'd go to school.
I was part of that morning ritual of you have to go very early in the morning to get your methadone. Otherwise, it was just like all bad. And I remember just taking these trips and waiting in the car. And you see this like line of junkies out the, you know, coming out the door and they're all waiting.
And they all knew you.
And they all knew me. They all have to come and say hi. And, oh my God, you're getting so big. And it's like, it was like a thing. Like, oh, look, so they're so, like, it was just like.
I'd be like, look, what, oh, they're so-and-so, somebody's kids or whatever, you know.
Yeah, and I'm just like, okay. But that was like, and then, oh my God, they're going to be closed on this day. We have to go with the lockbox and get like.
You remember
I
that?
Do remember these things.
El jugo.
Yeah.
That was our life for a long time. So in my world, I was doing good because I was staying home. I was on methadone and I wasn't using every day. You'd come home from school. We had dinner every day.
I remember like during this time, I felt like I was bonding with you because you're the only person that I had. And we would sit down and watch TV, you'd cook or whatever. And I think you started being a little more involved in my life with school stuff. I have vivid memories of you nodding off. We'd be sitting down and just watching TV and you eating like a bowl of cereal or whatever, and you would just nod off like your face would fall into the cereal bowl or the strawberries and cream that you would make. Like that was
with
like
jelly.
Or you'd fall asleep with a cigarette on and burn the mattress and I'd have to put them out for you, you know, so that we wouldn't burn up.
And I'd be like, thank you, baby. You were such a good baby. You're so good.
So, you know, all our mattresses had holes on them from cigarette burns.
All my clothes had holes.
Yeah. And it was just like, you know, that's what our life was like at that time.
But you never complained, you know? You never complained. And I guess I was happy, you know, because you were happy. You were okay. You were okay with everything.
I mean, you were my mom. I just wanted you to be happy. I didn't know anything else. I knew I just wanted you to be happy because that would make me happy.
Yeah.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn burn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
So you're on methadone and you're pregnant, and then what happens?
It was just a really hard time. You know, I had to stop, wean myself off of so many different drugs and pills. I just know that I was really trying to do everything right for you, for this new baby, for all of us. But it was the fucking hardest thing I've had to do up until then. I really was trying to use less. I had to pass a drug test in order to get the methadone. But some days I did slip up.
Well, this morning I wanted to get high. So I dropped you off at school. I went to get my methadone and then I drove to my dealer's house. I got my drugs. I stopped at the store and I bought some sour cream for my sour cream and strawberries. I'm getting on the freeway and I dropped the sour cream on the floor. So I bend down to pick up the sour cream and there's a car, literally like someone just left their car, not pulled over on the side of the freeway. They just left it right there and got off and ran. I crashed into that car. I was just like barely gaining speed, barely getting on the freeway. But I was going fast enough for my stomach to get stuck inside the steering wheel and they couldn't get me out. And I guess I passed out and I ended up in the hospital. I remember the doctor telling me that. I don't know if she's in shock from the drugs or from the impact of the car accident. And I just remember saying, "I'm having a girl." But I said, no more drugs. After that, it was just like the methadone and that was it.
And you did it. And Andrea was born.
Andrea was born the next month on methadone. It was around 5 p.m. when I started getting my labor pains and I was watching my show. I remember my sister lived across the street and I guess I called her or whatever. She was ready to take me to the hospital. And I said, we're going to wait until this novella's over. And as soon as it was over, we dropped you off at Nina Luz. And that was kind of sad. You really wanted to go to the hospital, I remember.
I didn't. I think because I always wanted a little brother or sister because I was kind of an only child. I was an only child for the first 7 years of my life, and that was, I always wanted somebody to play with or do things with. So I can just vividly remember coming home from school that day and knowing you were going to be there.
When I walked in, I saw you holding Andrea in your arms. And she was so tiny and so cute. I just fell in love with her instantly.
Yeah, Andrea was a really cute baby.
So you have Andrea, and then I remember you showed me how to change a diaper and make a bottle. So I'm helping out sometimes with Andrea.
Yeah, you helped me out a lot.
And then I remember you trained me to never answer the door to anyone. If anyone knocks, do not answer the door. And one day you left and you said you'd be right back. And you never came back. So where did you go?
I had just started using again, and I started shoplifting and crossing people to pay for my drugs now and then. And so this one day, I think I went around the corner. I don't know if you remember, there was a little store. And I really just meant to go grab something there. But then I just got this overwhelming urge to go shoplifting. And in my head, it was just so easy. I'm just going to go in and out, grab something, run out. It'll be quick. I'll go sell it. I already knew where to take it. I'll get high, go home.
And you left me alone with a newborn baby. I was so scared. I was just 7 years old.
Yeah, I don't know. I wasn't thinking anymore. It's like once that urge to use kicked in, nothing else mattered.
So you got arrested. And then you get arrested a few more times, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, I got arrested a few times for different things. And they just kept adding up.
So things are bad again. But then we go to Guadalajara, right?
So we cross the border to Mexico.
As fugitives?
Yeah, and so we're in Guadalajara. And we have a good life there. We have a house, we have a maid. Mami Licha really set us up.
Like she always did. Even from prison, she was taking good care of us.
Yeah, and it was good. I mean, I had you and Andrea, and I was clean. I think being away from San Diego really helped.
Yeah. I can't stress what a happy kid I was then. You were clean. We had money. Mami Licha's money. I wasn't so lonely all the time. And I have a sister now. And you'd buy Andrea these beautiful dresses, and I'd spend hours picking the nicest outfits for her to wear and dressing her up like she was my real-life doll.
Yeah, I remember that. That was nice. I think that was a really good time for us. I did miss Kiko, and I miss my mom. But it was still really nice for me. And you would hang out with all the other kids in the neighborhood and race go-karts.
That's right. The avalanchas that we talked about in season one. It was the only boy activity I actually liked. And then when I'm like 9 or 10, Kiko gets out of prison.
Yeah, Kiko gets out of prison and he comes to live with us. And I was so excited. This meant we could finally be a family again. You, me, Andrea, Kiko. And so Kiko goes to Mexico with us.
And then the household dynamic changed because now it's like Kiko's there and I felt like all your attention was going to him instead of us. And I resented that because it all went downhill after that, I feel like, because you started using drugs again and Kiko was violent towards you. He had his violent moments.
Yeah, but at the same time, he was a family guy. And we were a family, so, I don't know, he was really protective over me and especially over you and Andrea. There's that one story that I always tell, the avalancha story. We talked about that one already, too, in the first season, but I really love that story. There was that boy who would make fun of you, remember?
Yeah, because I was a very effeminate kid.
And I think he probably envied what you had, you know, which was a family because his mom had to work and he was always alone. And so you had a better avalancha to begin with. And I remember that he broke your avalancha and you cried so much. And Kiko was really pissed. I remember that. He stormed out of the house and ran up to that hill and he found that kid. And here's Kiko, this big guy, fresh out of prison. He picks up the skinny teenage boy and he threatens to beat his ass. And then he brings you stuff for a new avalancha and you guys made a new one together. So for me, yeah, Kiko had his flaws. He was a violent man, but he was also a very protective man of his family. He really loved us. And for me, it felt really good for all of us to be together, no matter what happened, you know?
I mean, yeah, you tell this story a lot. Like, it's your bragging story. I know you love it. And I get it. I also feel that way about Kiko, but still I felt like when he showed up, things got worse. You start using again. And before you'd been clean and you were paying attention to us. But yeah, I also do love him in a lot of ways. He was there for us. I don't know. I guess I don't know how to deal with that, you know? I feel conflicted.
Yeah, I get that. It's complicated. I mean, I sort of feel the same way because my childhood was the same, sort of, with my parents. But he really did love you. And he loved me.
So Kiko joins us in Guadalajara, and you're happy we can be together. But to me, things started getting out of control because you both start using heroin.
For what it's worth, I don't know if things would have been different. I don't know if you remember that I would go fly from Guadalajara to San Diego like every other month or so.
Yeah.
And so I started picking up some heroin to take back to Guadalajara. Not to excuse Kiko, but I was the one that started that, you know, and I would bring him a little bit back. And then we started running out of the money. We spent all of Mami Nicha's money.
And then what?
Well, then I got pregnant, this time with Daniela. And so we left to San Diego so that I could have Daniela when I was like 7 months pregnant. But Kiko stayed back in Mexico. And so the plan was for us to come to the U.S. so I could have her and then come right back to Guadalajara.
But that's not what happened.
No. When we got back to Mexico, I find out that Kiko, I guess, had another woman staying at the house where we lived while we were gone. And I just said, fuck this. I don't want to be here anymore. We're going back to San Diego.
It was a very impulsive move.
Yeah, I mean, we left everything, the house exactly the way it was, furniture, everything. We just got up and left. With nowhere to go, no money, nothing. We left.
Almost 4 years after we first fled to Guadalajara, we piled back in the car. This time, with a toddler and a new baby in the back seat. And we drove across the border again from Mexico, where we had a good life. Back to San Diego. With all this driving back and forth, and my mom in the driver's seat, I started wondering, where are we going? That's often the way it is having an addict for a parent. She was trying to go down a good road, but ended up detouring with some terrible choice, totally backtracking and then trying to reroute to a better destination, over and over and over. When I was young, I went along with it because I just wanted my mom to be happy. But as I got older, I realized this wasn't fair. I was tired of being driven around these crazy loops. And it wasn't just that. My mom started driving the car off the road, metaphorically and literally at times. I wanted to get out of the car before she killed us both. But then, it wasn't just me. Having siblings, that changed everything for me. If I wanted to stop the car from crashing, I was going to have to learn how to drive. Next time on Crumbs.
Starting the meth use was one of the worst things I could have ever done.
And I don't think I've ever been so mad at you
as I was in that moment. Hey, listeners. There's a lot of difficult subjects that we cover in this show. If you're someone you know needs help, you can reach the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration hotline at 1-800-662-4357. They'll connect you with information and resources on treatment. There's also the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-TALK. Both are available 24/7. You don't have to be in crisis to reach out either. They're available for anyone who needs help. Crumbs is a Sonoro production in partnership with iHeart's My Cultura Network and Trojan Horse. It's produced by Hannah Bottom and edited by Margaret Catcher, Rodrigo Crespo, and Alex Humero, with support from Elizabeth Schutzel. Original music by D. Peter Schmidt. And engineering by Carlos Magaña and Manuel Parra. Studio recording by JTB Recording and Podcasting Studio. Executive produced by Connell Byrne and Giselle Vances for iHeart, Alex Fumero and Margaret Catcher for Trojan Horse, Camila Vitoriano and Joshua Weinstein for Sonoro, and me, Emmy Olea. Special thanks to Mariana Coronel Aguirre, and of course, my mom, Hilda Gamboa. Listen to Crumbs on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.